Up until last week, if a truck driver got a flat tire on the side of the road, right? They get the flat tire, they call their dispatcher. Dispatcher sends someone out to repair it. In the past, what they would have to do is the tire company would come out and change the tire, but then the owner of the equipment, whoever owns that chassis, forces the driver to bring that bad tire back. So they have to put it, you know, on the back of their truck, strap it down, do whatever they need to do to get that back so that when they return the equipment to the equipment owner, they say, oh, and we had a tire repaired and here's the bad tire. Well, that's dangerous in several ways, and no one wants to haul around that carcass. So what the UIIA is doing is they're now saying, look, we no longer need the drivers to bring the bad tires back with them. But what they do need to do is take pictures. Up until last week, it was always bring everything back. Pictures were not allowed. Now they've just changed that last week, and they don't want the tires back. They just want pictures taken. That ties into, okay, do you want someone taking a picture with their cell phone and just having it in their photos, and it can be photoshopped any way they want, or do you want the picture to be taken and go directly to the blockchain and have irrefutable evidence? This industry has been working on old information and technology for several years, and it's just now starting to change only because people are forcing it. On the same sense, and like when I talk to trucking companies about it, I say, well, you know, do you want to spend a couple extra minutes a day taking photos and save yourself thousands of dollars in the long run, or do you want to keep dealing with the problems that you have today and not being able to bill it back because you have no proof of who caused the damage?